This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're continuing through our hour-long special in the Quad Cities, marking Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. We've arrived at the Figge Art Museum, located in Davenport, Iowa, to walk through their Dia de los Muertos exhibition. The exhibit features an altar display and Catrinas, and we're talking about this with Heather Aronson, Gallery Interpretation and Engagement Coordinator at the Figge Art Museum. Heather, welcome to the 21st Show, and thanks for taking us through the Figge.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so glad that you guys can make it here.
So what inspired this exhibit?
Oh my goodness. Well, here at the Figge, we've been doing and celebrating Dia de los Muertos for about 16 years. And that developed with a number of community organizations over the years. We started with some smaller groups, Casa Guanajuato Quad Cities. Being an art museum here in the Quad Cities, we like to reach out to our community and we love cultural events. And Dia de los Muertos is actually not only a wonderful Mexican national holiday, but it's marked as a UNESCO World Heritage Day. So of course that, you know, it's a wonderful thing to celebrate. We love it because it's one of those things that brings us to our humanity. So when we're talking to our community, what brings us together. So even though this is a very specific holiday, there are things about it that speak to all humans. We all experience loss. So this is one way to get through that and to celebrate the lives. And this holiday, like many holidays, sparks such a huge amount of creative energy. Just like, you know, other holidays, like especially in the U.S., you know, Christmas and Halloween, and right, there's just like massive decorations and things being sold. This particular holiday sparks so much artistic energy, and we love to honor those traditions. So we have worked for years bringing artists up. We actually had a partnership through Guanajuato, Mexico. We brought some artists up that were like third generation artisans to teach us how to make these Catrinas.
So let's talk about it. So you walk in. It's for people who haven't been here, it's a giant glass box on the Mississippi River. You walk in, you can see through, you can see out to the river, and you turn left, and this is one of two spaces, I understand. What is the centerpiece here? Maybe we can walk over, and what are we looking at?
Yeah, one of the important elements of Day of the Dead is your altar. So it can be a home altar, it can be an altar at a museum, it can be on the sidewalk, it can be at a bank. But the altar is kind of the homing pigeon for the spirits that come to visit us. So on November 1st and 2nd, the spirits are invited home to visit, and the altar is that homing beacon. So it's usually comprised of many layers, and this altar does that for sure. So ours is like three layers and covered in black fabric, and it is full of things like candles and orange and yellow flowers. The candles and the flowers are kind of, again, beacons to call those souls home. The other elements on the altar are special things like bread. So we have pan de muerto, which is kind of a specialty for this time of the year. It's bread of the dead, so it's a round loaf. It's kind of sweet, and it's got skull and like crossbones on it. So we always offer food, like special foods for the weary traveler, a glass of water for them to drink. And then there's things like incense and salt to purify. And here we actually have copal incense, and I love to have this in the raw stage because it's kind of like pine wax. It's from the copal tree, and so people can pick it up and touch it and actually see what it's like. But typically it's burned, and again, it's that idea of purifying the air and drawing the souls to visit.
Are everyday people allowed to touch these items?
So we're an art museum, right, which is kind of weird. That, you know, we protect the art. That's the big thing. Everybody protects the art. We don't touch it. But in things like this, we're allowed to touch a little bit. When I do tours, I usually pick items up for people to touch. And then upstairs in the community gallery, it's very interactive. There's lots of touching up there. In this space, along with our altar, with our candles and our paper mache skulls, and we have a santo, which is like a carved wooden, it's the Virgin Mary. It's a carved wooden effigy, basically, and we have foods and things like that on the altar. But in this space, we also have things like We have ways for the community to be involved. So we ask the community if they would like to share a photo of their family member that they've lost, that they can email it to us at figgyprograms@gmail.com. And so on the TV over here, you see kind of rolling pictures that our community has sent in. And then we have other ways that people can remember their loved ones too. We have a share your story. A big part of the holiday is remembering, right? So we do that by storytelling, by laughing, by music. And so we invite people to share their stories. So people have shared their memories up on the wall here and leave them for us. So you can see pictures, these like little nichos here where people can leave pictures and little things they've made and stuff like that. So yeah. Yeah.
Is this a hummingbird?
This is a hummingbird. So every year, you know, we're an art museum. We try to add to the art every year. So we've got about 20 of the giant papier-mâché Katrinas. These are larger than life. Our big girl out there is 12 feet tall. Some of them are 5 feet tall. Some are 8 feet tall that we've made. So every year we have new ones. And this year I was able to commission a local artist who has volunteered with us for years and has actually worked with the artist from Guanajuato, which is where he was from originally. So Victor Granados worked with us this year and his family. And where his wife is from, hummingbirds are very important to the legends and lore. You know, those winged messengers. Part of, we hear a lot about butterflies and things like that. During Day of the Dead, the butterflies travel home, and those are the souls returning to Mexico. Same with the hummingbird. So we commissioned this beautiful work out of papier-mâché. And yeah, so we have it started about 3 feet, and Victor called me. He's like, Heather, I think you need to come pick this up. It keeps getting bigger. And we had about a half inch for it to fit in our art van. So now we have a lovely 6.5 foot, or almost 7 foot, hummingbird. And that's our new addition.
What is that made out of?
Papier-mâché. So, yeah, so he's
got a wooden...
It's pretty
fragile.
It is. So it's a wooden base. And in the very traditional methods, there's actually... you can see the strapping underneath. So it's almost like basket woven. So you soak the oak straps, like if you're weaving a basket, and then they're hand-tied together with coated thread, like waxed thread. So that makes the structure, and then you papier-mâché over it.
And it's got
you
a skeleton.
Yeah,
I would say it's got a skeleton outside, but it gives it a skeletal feel that you can see the superstructure inside.
That's super cool. Yeah. So that was fun. And then he also made the smaller Katrina in the corner, our lovely, she looks like a cempasúchil flower. She's full of orange and yellow flowers and brightly colored. And next to our butterfly Katrina here. So this one we redid some, you know, these girls are made for 1 year. They're supposed to be a 1 year thing. We make them for the holiday and that's it. But us being an art museum, we collect them, we take care of them. So some of them are, you know, 15 years old. And so the girls need a little upkeeping every other year. They usually get a little bit of a makeover. They repair any cracks in the papier-mâché holes and things like that. So she got a complete redo last year. And we turned her into this lovely butterfly.
Can you talk about the Katrina's tradition? This is, I think people, it seems like in the last few years, every home items decor store is now selling these. Yes, the
popular culture.
This is the skull with the faint painted face and cocoa. Yes.
Yeah. So Katrina has actually been around for, you know, over a century, and it started with a Mexican artist and. What he did was he was an artist who did like political cartoons. So at the time there was a revolution happening, he was mocking people that were really just honoring their Spanish and European descent. Everybody's trying to be kind of aristocratic and fancy and just really honoring the European traditions and forgetting their indigenous traditions. So he was kind of mocking that and really saying, we're all the same under the skin. Just like in that grand tradition, even the European tradition of dancing towards death, there's the skull motif has always been around, right? Not only in European culture, but in ancient Aztec and Mayan culture. So he was just really remarking that we are all the same underneath. So he actually started the original Katrina, and it was a mockery. It was making fun of these people who were trying to be fancy. And so that kind of stuck. And then years later, Diego Rivera did a huge, Frida's husband, So he did a huge mural, which you can see in Mexico City, and it's Dream of a Sunday Afternoon in Alameda Central Park. This image right here that we have on display is just a small section of this. And so what Diego did is he did a huge, huge mural, and it's kind of the history of Mexico. And what he did, he had a picture of himself at the center, featured as a young boy, and holding Katrina's hand. So he kind of re-brought her back to life, back to the forefront of the culture as Katrina, like named as Katrina. So, and then she's just been a part of all this culture and, you know, the whole holiday is kind of, death is not the end. So there's like that part of it is mocking death, that it's not the end. There's life after death. Mm-hmm. We're not afraid of it. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating our lives and we're celebrating the lives of those we've lost. So there's that kind of duality to it.
So
for all these wonderful festivals and things like that, you have these beautiful Katrinas being made, and so we have made them, like I said, over the years with artists brought up from Guanajuato, with a wonderful organization that we started with, Casa Guanajuato Quad Cities, which is no longer. When they lost their funding about a decade ago, they said, will you keep these? So our education department has kind of embraced them, and we work with partnerships all over town. So the Davenport LULAC, and we've partnered with Mercado, bringing artists in. And so it's just been a continuation. And so we'll take care of them for life.
All right. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. We're at the Figge Art Museum, continuing our series of segments taped over the weekend in the Quad Cities. And we're talking with Heather Aronson about a Dia de los Muertos exhibit here. So we've been on the main floor. Can we go upstairs now?
So this is the community gallery, and this is where the rest of our girls and a couple guys live, our Katrinas and Katrines. And this is really used as a hands-on space, exploring all the Katrinas, exploring some of the traditions, kind of showing everybody off. And in here we talk about how did Day of the Dead start? What kinds of things do you do? You know, how do you get ready for Day of the Dead? And then one of the fun things, we talk a little bit about the ofrendas, the mercado, what you need to go to the store, you know, big holiday, what do you need to buy? You need your flowers, you need your special ingredients to make your tamales or your mole or your pan de muerto. Definitely need all your marigolds or your cempasuchil flowers. And then any other decorations you might need. Papel picado, the paper flags are very traditional. And then traditionally, it depends on where you're from. So if you're from a more rural area, this might be more somber. If you're from a more a bigger city, it might take on a different tone. So, you know, every town has different traditions in every region. And the same in the United States here, too. So one of the big traditions, though, if you can go home, you always go to the cemetery. I don't know how many people have been to the cemetery and celebrated. In America, it's kind of a different thing. So it's an interesting idea. But it's a place that you go with your families, you clean, you decorate, and sometimes it depends on where you're at. It kind of is even a competition who has the nicest gravesite. That you pack a picnic dinner and you come and you hang out in the cemetery that evening. And you might be playing music and telling stories and singing songs and playing cards, but it's really kind of an evening event where you're there. So all that food that you've made and people have visited your home and you have your altar, you pack it all up and come to the cemetery. So in our little cemetery made of paper mache, we try to have spaces where people can come in and try out things. So we have baskets and we have flower petals. So people come in here and I kind of take everything at the end and put it on the table, and then people come in and decorate. So they can put the candles out, they can put the different materials out, they can put the our fake food, our paper mache food, they can put that out. You can even play these lovely instruments. So we have mariachi instruments here on loan, and they're allowed to be played. And so every now and then I get somebody who really knows what they're doing and they serenade us. Sometimes it's a bunch of kids just strumming, but every now and then I get somebody sitting in here just kind of playing, and it's really fun because it kind of echoes through the museum.
Oh yeah, lovely.
Yeah, so this is a really fun space, and you can see the flower petals get a little crazy. Yes. People decorate. Sometimes they get really intricate. They make like really intricate designs with them, and sometimes it's like, woo. Just for the petals.
Definitely a range of the amount of money that people spend on this, right? You can see looks like a soup can that somebody just poked some holes in to make a sort of their own.
Yeah. Folk art, absolutely, where everything you have is used. So you see that even in this image. So this is a wonderful image that we had blown up, and this is from Oaxaca, Mexico. So we've blown it up to be, this 8-foot image. But it's one of the images from a cemetery in Oaxaca. And you can see that they use the large cans, the 1 gallon size tin cans. And it's quite often that they're used to hold flowers and things like that.
Just a couple of minutes left in our time together. For people who aren't familiar with the figgy, I mean, this seems like, I've been to a lot of museums in a lot of cities. This seems pretty big for a metropolitan area the size of the Quad
people
Cities.
People are always surprised what they find here. And actually, I just got done doing Viking tours with people all over the world, and they're always like, I had no idea this was here in Iowa. So yeah, we're kind of an interesting museum. And we have a lovely collection. We actually have a huge Haitian art collection. We have quite a bit of Grant Wood items. We have got Grant Wood's long underwear and the brooch from American Gothic, as well as lovely paintings. Oh, wow. So we have some fun things like that. But we have quite a bit of contemporary art. We've got some wonderful women artists. We have a huge Mexican colonial collection.
What's the genesis of the figgy?
So we are actually in 2025, big party, come back. we're going to be 100 years old in 2025, and we'll be 20 years in this building. Okay. So we started with C.A. Ficke's collection, who was a German immigrant here in Davenport. He moved from Germany as a young man, moved to a farm. His parents had no idea how to farm. But he worked hard. He put himself through school. He eventually became a lawyer. And worked in real estate and banking. And he had influence as a young man to learn the appreciation of fine art. And when he was old enough and had enough money that he could travel, he traveled the world with his family, and he began collecting. So he became mayor of Davenport twice. And because he had that passion, he's like, hey, Davenport, if I donate my art collection to you, we start an art gallery. And Davenport said, well, heck yeah. So.
Well, Heather Aronson, thank you so much for taking us through the Dia de los Muertos exhibition.
My pleasure. Come back anytime.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will be popping up at the Mercado on 5th special Dia de los Muertos event and parade. This is the 21st show. Stay with us.